it's necessary to send an intent to mine notification before GTAC can apply for an actual mining permit. That would be at least a year away, probably longer. So State Senator Bob Jauch says they don't need to file an intent to mine this early. He says by doing it now, they can preempt a local zoning ordinance proposed by Ashland County.
The bottom line, this notice of intent had more to do with describing the intention of this company not to sign local agreements, not to be a good neighbor, not to cooperate with the citizens of the region, because they wrote their bill and we should just live with it.
In fact, the Ashland County Board is expected to overwhelmingly pass a zoning ordinance Thursday that would require a mining company to cover mining costs. Board Chairman Pete Russo of Mellon says that's reasonable.
That ordinance is not to the left and it's not to the right. It's right square in the middle. I hate to say it, but you feel like you were just sold down the road, you know?
But GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says they oppose local zoning because state regulations are enough. He also says if the ordinance passes, they may pull out of Ashland County.
We certainly would want to be where we're welcomed. If one county doesn't want the tax revenue that comes from mining, then we would certainly talk to them about trying to keep the mining out of that county.
A public informational hearing on the intent to mine will take place in Ashland or Iron counties in July or August. It could take about 45 to 75 days for the DNR to decide on GTAC's plans. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.